It's Friday, July 20th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The first 2 weeks of this month saw 15 attacks on Christians in India, prompting concern that persecution is the new normal. The attacks included violence, church demolitions, and false accusations of forced conversions. On Sunday, thousands of Christians in India's Jharkhand state joined hands, forming a 12-mile-long human chain, to protest what they are calling a state-sponsored harassment of Christians. Luke 18:7 asks, "And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them?" The Christian Nigerian girl Leia Sheribu is still being held by the Islamic group Boko Haram 5 months since her abduction. The other schoolgirls captured with Leia have been released, but she remains captive for her Christian faith. Leia's father, Nathan, is calling on Christians everywhere to continue in prayer for their family. Hungary joins America as the second nation to withdraw from the United Nations Migration Compact to be signed in December. Hungary called the new, quote, "Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration," end quote, a threat to, quote, "Hungary's security interests and a threat to the world," end quote. President Trump criticized the agreement last year for proposing a policy where there are, quote, "no borders, everyone can come in," end quote. The state of California is launching another investigation over Tastry's bakery owner Kathy Miller's refusal to bake a cake for a homosexual couple, despite a California judge already ruling that Miller was well within her First Amendment rights. Charles Lamondry with the Freedom of Conscience Defense Fund, which is defending Miller, said, quote, "This is a witch hunt. Once again, the California government is proving that it will stop at nothing to punish Kathy for her Christian faith," end quote. Jesus said in John 15:19, "Because you are not of the world, because I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." As God would have it, South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster signed an executive order last week to defund Planned Parenthood, prohibiting Medicaid family planning funds from going to abortion mills. The Worldview spoke to Dr. Matthew Clark, Executive Director of Personhood South Carolina, about the development.
The governor's executive order defunding Planned Parenthood and taking money away from abortion clinics in our state demonstrates his courage to do what's right in spite of any political risks, and also his willingness to have a public fight in order to stop giving tax dollars to those who murder babies.
Dr. Clark also commented on the broader movement to end abortion in South Carolina.
We have observed the Lord raising up local movements of Christians all across our state, and they're praying to the Lord daily. They're reaching out to their elected officials regularly, crying out to God to end abortion in our state, and crying out to political leaders to make it stop.
While church attendance is dropping in the U.S. and Europe, atheists are actually starting their own so-called churches, starting in the United Kingdom and now here in America, reports WorldNetDaily.com. J. Warner Wallace with the Colson Center for Christian Worldview said these dozens of so-called atheist megachurches that are springing up seek to, quote, "offer some features of a religious congregation, fellowship, collective enjoyment, and a stimulus to moral behavior," end quote. Pew Research has found that even 18% of self-proclaimed atheists believe in some kind of higher power. Romans 1:21 says, "For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened." The European Union fined Google $5 billion on Wednesday for stifling competition through their Android mobile operating system. Meanwhile, Amazon's stock market value topped $900 billion this week for the first time, competing with Apple, valued at just under $940 billion, to become the first trillion-dollar company. Missoula County officers responded to a call about a possibly missing baby last week in Montana, reports ABC News. After 6 hours of searching and hiking, the officers heard a baby crying and found the infant buried under sticks and debris. After the rescue, Missoula Deputy Ross Jessup said, quote, "The only thing I can say about this whole thing, it was a miracle. I will never, ever doubt the Lord, end quote. And finally, the big update on our fundraising campaign. Four Worldview listeners made donations in the last 24 hours toward our August 3rd goal of $30,000 to keep the Worldview in 5 minutes on the air. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, editing, and voicing the newscast. Thanks to Stephen in Columbia Falls, Montana for his one-time gift of $100 and Andy in Orient, Ohio for his one-time gift of $250. We're also grateful to God for Alexis in Bayport, Michigan for her pledge of $10 per month for 12 months and to Sharon in Pittsfield, New Hampshire for her $25 per month pledge for 12 months. Their four gifts add up to $770. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. So far, since July 2nd, the Remnant has given or pledged $18,267 toward our $30,000 goal. We now stand at 61% of our goal. Praise God! We need just 10 more Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year and 19 more listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, then on $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. Would you prayerfully consider making a gift online today? And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, July 20th in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.